This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Merit Auctions, bringing you over 100 years of experience. MeritAuctions.com. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. agriculture is leery of RFK Jr.'s policies. We'll have more right after this.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more.
Many promises have been made by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but few have been delivered on yet. The Make America Healthy Again Commission is being closely watched by American agriculture as it issues a widely anticipated report. Bill Wirtz, the senior policy analyst at the Consumer Choice Center, said MAHA needs to start delivering on RFK Jr.'s promises.
RFK Jr. came in with so many promises. He wants to figure out the background of all the diseases in the world. I mean, he wants to figure out what the cause of autism is by, I believe, September. He wants to also have significant improvements in health in just a couple of months. So he's made a lot of promises, and now he needs to deliver on those because President Trump famously has no hesitancy to fire people. If you set the KPIs, you need to follow through on it. But what we've seen so far is fairly performative.
Wirtz said RFK Jr. has an interesting list of things he'd like to accomplish, and some of those things encroach on U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins' territory.
He also wants to ban food dyes, even though they have been FDA approved and actually are not of anyone's concern previous to him bringing it up. And then on top of that, as if he hadn't enough problems to solve, he also meddles quite a bit in USDA, which of course makes sense because he's been a trial lawyer against a fair bit of crop protection chemicals in the past. But I don't quite understand how the USDA secretary doesn't feel like she's being a bit invaded in her space because he has all these opinions and he wants to legislate on this or at least regulate on the USDA side.
Wirtz added that he understands why U.S. agriculture is leery of RFK Jr. For more information, visit ConsumerChoiceCenter.org. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.